This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us. Week 8 in isolation. I know some of you are busting out. You know, you do you.
Not me.
Not me either. I'm staying in.
In fact, I think that
I actually like it.
I've started sort of getting my head around this is going to be the way this goes probably through the year.
Yep.
For me, yeah. I get it. The rest of you, you go do your thing. I'm not trying to take your liberty. I'm just some DJ that's telling you what the news is telling me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the things that I did over the weekend that was cool. Like, I really, it took a while, which, you know, I'm always looking to kill time in this whole thing. Like, well, I'm sitting here. What can I do now? I actually went back. I decided to put up some before and after posts of my backyard because it's looking so good right now. And, you know, I have, if you've followed me on Instagram for any length of time, you know, all I do is post about my yard. So I have all these things like where it's under construction. I've done a bunch of before and after. So I went back to find those pictures and I wound up going back to, do you know what year we got onto Instagram?
No, but I saw the pictures for some reason.
I sent you a bunch.
Oh, you sent them through. I saw them and was like, oh, look at us. That's so awesome.
I know. It was actually a really fun exercise. Like, I don't know how many, I think I have like 1300 posts. I went all the way back to the very first post and I just started kind of going through them and I'm like, oh, look at my friend Marianne. Click, send it to her. Oh, look at my son Sean. Click, send it to him. Back when he used to let me post about him on Instagram. And like, he just, I don't know. I really had a nice time with it. And then I found the before pictures that I wanted to get up there. And I sent those to myself. And it was just a really, like, a totally unnecessary exercise, but really fun. It was like looking through old photo albums, which is essentially what Instagram and Facebook and all these
right.
social medias are. They're, it's your life.
So what's the answer?
To what?
When did we get on?
Oh, 2012.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, early 2012. So we've been on for, you know, eight years. And oh my God, we have aged so much. Well, I have aged. I'm not going to say you have. You look amazing. You always look handsome. You look great.
Too late, Sarah.
Yeah,
you know what's funny?
I would not call that a good save. That was not.
You are so handsome. I can't get enough of your face.
Right.
So there's all the pictures of you and your Speedo from back. I don't know if I sent you those or not.
You didn't send that to me. No.
Well,
I figured you.
I tried to send you ones that I thought you'd like, but it was so funny because I saw my first official day with granny glasses at work. Like in 2012, I didn't wear granny. I mean, it was 8 years ago. I wasn't wearing them then. I know. It was fun, and I thought, and especially I just sent everybody pictures like, oh, look at this. Like, me and hot-ass Danielle, we have like a whole photo album of ourselves. So I sent a bunch of stuff, and then she was begging me not to cut my hair, which I really want to, but I guess I'm not going to.
Oh, you mean right now you want to cut it?
I do. I'd like to just clip it all off. I mean, I figure if I'm not going to see you till the rest of the year is over, then what the hell? I'll wear a different wig for you every day.
Christina had me cut her hair, and it is very short.
Looks great, though.
I cut a lot off. I'm talking over a foot.
Yeah. Well, she had marked it for 10 inches, and then you were like, well, that's not even.
It was uneven. I needed to fix it. And then she was like, it was supposed to be uneven. It's not supposed to go straight across. It was on and it was cut by a professional. And I was like, well, how do I know that?
Don't worry. 2 weeks from now, it will be all evened out. No worries.
I just fixed it. I thought I fixed it, and now I've made things worse. Great. But I also would say to anyone who's out there thinking, oh, I'd kill him, you wouldn't have let me do it in the first place if it was that big of a deal to you, right?
Right. So she's you know, she's, and frankly, she, I don't know if she got her head the right angle or whatever, but the picture she posted after the fact, I'm like, she looks great. Looks amazing. So anyway, Celebrity Trash brought to you by Instagram, I guess. It's funny because Nicole actually wrote up a thing here. It's brought to you by my new Pond Globe. That's already not on my story anymore, so.
Oh, no.
But I have appreciated the little blurbs that Nicole's been writing. I'm going to start with Will Ferrell. You had mentioned randomly earlier that you guys watched Old School from 03, you said?
Yeah, I looked it up because I was trying to figure out why I haven't seen that. And I do know that my drinking had gotten out of hand, I'd say, from about 2000 to 2003-ish. I mean, it wasn't great before that. I've never had a good relationship with booze, period. But the point is, I wasn't going to movies during that window, and that movie came out in that period of time. So I watched Old School and saw it for the first time on Friday night and laughed the whole time. I loved it.
I thought that because you just recently saw Will Ferrell in that movie, I'm like, I probably wouldn't have gotten to this, but it's a Zoom meeting, and there's a crasher, and it's the Seattle Seahawks. They're having some virtual team meeting, and it's about they brought in tight end Greg Olsen in the offseason from the Panthers, and they say that's a big get for them, and the head coach, Pete Carroll, held a Zoom meeting under the guise of introducing the three-time Pro Bowler to the new team, and here he is.
Greg, could you come in and tell the fellas what you're all about?
Coach, thanks so much. So excited to be here. You know, excited to play with you, Russ. Russ, I love you. I love the way you play. I love the way you handle yourself as a human being. I mean, I love you. Let's make a baby. Coach Schneider, just want to let you know, I want to be real clear, I do not do special teams. Ever. All 52 guys are hurt. Coach, you've been real nice. We've had some great talks. I really appreciate the fact that you're going to allow me to actually do broadcasting during the real game. So I'm only going to play about 12 plays a game. And
pause it for a second, Brittany. So he actually says, does this look like the body? We're not watching the video synced with the audio.
Right. Yes.
He stands up. He goes, you know, yes, I've heard you. There's some concern that I'm 36 years old. Does this look like the body of a 36-year-old? You're not seeing this on your average 36-year-old. You know, just as he turns around and his stomach is just so great.
Right.
But it's everywhere. You can see it on Instagram. It's on Twitter. It's basically all over the place. It's just cute. And was there anything else audio-wise that you wanted to play from that?
That was pretty much it. It was super cute.
It was.
Well, that's his move, showing his body. He finds that to be funny because then Old School, the streak in the quad thing was absolutely laughed out loud. And then when his wife...
streaking in the quad!
When his wife pulls up and goes, there's no one behind you. Get in the car. And he gets in and his giant big ass is coming for the two girls in the back seat with him. And they're like, whoa. I loved it. That's a really fun movie. Anyway, sorry.
There you go.
It's many years old.
Great. I don't think I've watched it since it came out. I remember liking it. All right, let's do the album charts. Let's zip through these real quick. There's nothing on here I want to hear. So let's do it. At number 10 is Megan Thee Stallion, 27,000 copies of Sugar.
Savage.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Did MSG make the top 10?
Are you talking about DSG?
DSG is what
They didn't. They just put out a single.
Oh, that's
This is bad. The album charts.
All right, sorry.
It's quite all right. Okay, so here we go. Number 10, Megan Thee Stallion.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah.
All right.
Sassy, moody.
Hey. Travis Scott's Astroworld is back in the top 10. Just, you know, what people are listening to right now. 28,000 copies of Astroworld for ninth place.
Surrender, retreat. We all in too deep. Play for keeps. Don't play us for weeks.
So sad.
Surrender, retreat. We all in too deep.
At number 8 is former number 1, Roddy Ricch. Please excuse me for being antisocial. That sold 33,000 equivalent copies.
swat. Busting all the bells out the box. I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole.
Bad Bunny's YHLQMDLG is at number 7 with 34,000 copies. Pero parece cuando le dan ganas. Han sido un par de veces. Y si es por mí, le doy toda la semana. Coming in at number 6 is Post Malone, Hollywood's Bleeding, 38,000 copies. I feel you crumbling, my arms down to your heart of stone. You bled me dry just like the tears you never show. Why don't you tell me what you want? At number 5 is Lil Baby. There's a lot of babies in the top here. I got a little baby story for you. 41,000 copies of Lil Baby's My Turn. Really want to get higher to lift some rice. How to hit more than my ties. Get pop. I ain't doing no fine. Send my cash. I ain't doing no right. The Weeknd's After Hours, 48,000 copies of that. It's a hit. Takes me right back to TikTok every time. Lil Uzi Vert is number 3 with Eternal, a take. 49,000 copies. I brought her a baby one. Yeah, I brought me a Maybach. Came with 2 doors. Yeah, that's a Mercedes one. I stay with the baddest. I'm counting cabbage while making my lady. I brought a G-Wagon. At number 10, number 2 is DaBaby. 56,000 copies of Blame It on Baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never met a real rock star. This ain't no guitar, this a clock. My God told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. And at number 1, Young Boy, Never Broke Again, 38 Baby 2. I got no rooms for all of it. Follow who bang till I follow me. Been erased 30 straps on my college. Got them 40 out of wheel, 30 10 up the street. Got a whole wheel in these Visa jeans. Boy, between the charts and that tattoo show. How far is tattoo far? I give up. They're also saying for the first time ever, the number 1 and the number 2 album both have the word baby in the title. Blame It on Baby and 38 Baby 2 Babies.
All right.
I know, big news. Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber, they're releasing a new song on Friday. It's called Stuck With You, and they know how to do it, you guys. Proceeds are going to benefit the First Responders Children's Foundation. Ariana says the money will go to grants and scholarships for children of healthcare workers, emergency medical technicians, paramedics, police officers, firefighters serving at the front lines during the global pandemic. And so here's the TikTok part. You can be in the video when it comes out. They posted an instrumental clip from the song and they want fans to send videos of themselves dancing to it. So expect this to be one of the TikTok staples. And here it is, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber. This is just the instrumental part. Oh. Let's see what you do for a dance, you guys. Come on, Nicole, you're a TikTok girl. Oh, Vinny, I like it.
Well, you got to do a shuffle, right? This is the 50s shuffle where you go down, they create an alley and you go down the alley and do like a back-to-back.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, look at you go, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
All right, there you go. That's what I'd do.
Maybe you and Sandy could put a little dance together for
me
that.
Me and Sandy are nowhere near each other right now.
That's what Zoom's for.
I love that you've gotten super into your phone and computer, but I'm not. No, thanks.
So I guess we'll hear the whole thing on Friday. Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber, a new song called Stuck With You. Probably
I guess
the pandemic.
They're big enough stars that they actually make money on a single. Is that the deal? Because all I ever hear from anybody is that there's no money to be made in putting out songs.
Well, when you're streaming away, the streaming services pay you, you know, apparently. But it takes a lot of streams to count as one single sold, you know. So I don't know what these people are making, Vin. You know, I think most of the money comes from touring, and that ain't happening right now.
Right.
Sia has dropped a surprise.
You know what song that sounds like to me? The Ed Sheeran song. The one that Beyonce jumped on.
Oh. What's the name of that one? Me slow,
not it enough. Yeah. Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
listening to right now?
This is the new Justin.
This is the new one.
Ariana.
Yeah, wow. That's the new Justin and Ariana.
Right, Vin?
Well,
yeah,
does,
you're
it
right.
Sounds just like it. Yeah. Sia's dropped a surprise song. It's called Saved My Life. And this is her, let's see, she first performed the track on COVID Is No Joke live comedy special this past weekend, benefited frontline health workers. That was like sketches and stand-up comedy and heartfelt messages. The song was written with Dua Lipa, and here is her release. Saved My Life.
For you. Yeah, I've been waiting for you. When someone must have sent you here to save my life. Someone must have sent you to save me tonight. I know that in darkness I have found my light. I know that in darkness I've been given sight. In your loving arms I feel delight. In your loving arms I'll be alright. Someone must have sent you to
that save me. That smells like a hit.
Really good.
Yeah, it's good. And finally, I know you love the Beach Boys. Mike Love of the Beach Boys has teamed up with occasional Beach Boy John Stamos. They've recorded a new song to, quote, help fans groove through the coronavirus pandemic. It's all called right. This Too Shall Pass, and all the royalties are going to Feeding America's COVID-19 Response Fund. So. Oh, and there's a video, too.
Shaking hands is a thing of the past due to social distancing. People are wondering how long it'll last. As the saying goes, this too shall pass. Well, I believe the best is yet to come.
I don't see Brian Wilson anywhere. I'm sorry, this is not a hit.
Oh, there's some harmonies. Back that up. Let's hear that again. So John Stamos is on drums. No,
oh, did you actually want me to back it up?
Yeah, I
want to
hear that fun.
All right, here, hold on.
That sounds fun.
All right.
Here you go. This Too Shall Pass. It's Mike Love of the Beach Boys and a bunch of other dudes and John Stamos. So there you go. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
So much stuff, including what you're trying to eat right now. Also, one of the greats passed away and masks in your Uber and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.